I will call this to order this meeting on April 4th, 2024 of the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control Board. Lori, would you Santa Barbara, County of Santa Barbara Air Pollution Control District Hearing Board. Lori, would you please call the roll?
Dr. Colomé? Mr. Cook?
Here.
Mr. Cox?
Here.
Mr. Saperstein?
Here.
And Chair Dressler?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, the first item of business is the election of chair and vice chair for 2024. Is there any discussion? I'll just start by saying I'm fine doing this, but it's oftentimes an opportunity for people that haven't been a chair of a board to sort of gain new skills and stuff. So I'm completely willing to step aside and let somebody else do this. But with that said, I'll just turn it over to the board for discussion.
I leave it to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm also fine with current chair and vice chair, and I think being new would like to see more from the board and see how things go.
Okay, hearing that discussion, do I have a motion?
I have a motion for the current chair and vice chair to continue in the role.
Second.
Wait a minute. So I have a motion and a second. Do I need to open public comment on this?
We can. Yeah, I think that.
Okay, I will open public comment.
Chair Dressler, we did not receive any public comment item.
And I will close public comment. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Lori, please call the roll.
I believe we can just say all in favor since everybody.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Passes unanimously.
And then just one clarification when we started off this meeting, I think it was said that it's April 4th, it's April 3rd.
The next item of business is approval of minutes for the October 4th, 2023 meeting. Members are allowed to vote on the minutes even if you did not participate in the meeting, so long as you did review them. Is there any discussion or do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Move.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Next item is announcements and staff reports. Are there any announcements from staff?
No staff announcements at this time.
Thank you very much. The next item is for public comment. I'm gonna open public comment for any item that is within the purview of the hearing board, but not on the agenda for today.
Chair Dressler, members of the hearing board, we did not receive any public comment on items not on the agenda.
And I'm going to close public comment period. The next item is public hearings. There's one case today. Lori, will you please read the item into the record?
Certainly. Public hearing F1, case number 2024-02-R, regular variance. To consider a regular variance from District Rule 206, Part 70, permit to operate 8240-R11, Condition 9C6A, submitted on February 15, 2024, for relief from conducting annual source testing on steam generator SG100 until repairs can be made. The petitioner operates the equipment at the New Love Lease located 2.5 miles south of the town of Orchid in Santa Barbara County. The steam generator described in the petition is not operating due to necessary repairs. Until the repairs can be made, the petitioner is requesting relief from conducting the annual source testing specified in the petitioner's permit to operate. As a result, no excess emissions are expected with granting of this request.
Mr. Chair,
Mr. Cox,
although I'm confident I can be impartial, on legal recommendation, I will recuse myself from this.
Thank you very much. Let it be on the record that we still have a quorum.
We still have a quorum.
Council, did you want to say something?
If Mr. Cox, Board Member Cox, could just state the basis for the recusal, briefly the basis for the recusal, I think that would be helpful for the record. Thank you.
Basis for the recusal is I'm involved with a greenhouse gas reduction company, Pacific Agritech, that has had many years of testing in the university environment. And we were seeking a combustion source to validate our program in the operational environment. And PCEC stepped up and said, we'll provide you a combustion source. Currently, there's no money or anything flowing between the companies, but we're just proving that we can do what we did in the university environment in an operational environment to reduce CO2 emissions. We're actually using a steam generator. Of course, it's not the one that's broken, but due to that, I'm going to go ahead and recuse myself.
All right, thank you very much. All right, so at this time, I'm going to do the swearing in. All witnesses, including district staff and anyone wishing to provide testimony for this case, shall now be sworn in. After taking the oath, I'm going to ask you to state your name and affirm the oath. Will everyone raise your right hand who's going to testify? You solemnly swear or affirm under penalty of perjury in accordance with the laws of California that your testimony in this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do, Amy Long with the district.
I do, Caitlin McNally with the district.
I do, Marianne Strange representing Pacific Coast Energy.
Thank you very much. At this time, I'm going to turn this meeting over to the petitioner for Pacific Coast Energy Company, LP, to make their case. Marianne, please, during your report response, focus on the six findings that this board is going to have to make to grant this variance. And that will help us organize our thoughts around this. No, I would like the story, but make sure that everything that you say in the story is consistent with the findings we have to make.
I think we all have a learning curve today, right? All right, so good morning. My name is Marianne Strange, and today I'm representing Pacific Coast Energy Company. Are you guys seeing the screen? Is it up? Okay. So I thought I would start by introducing you to the oil field.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, please tell me, because I'm not going to know if you can see everything. All right. So Pacific Coast Energy Company owns and operates the Orchid Hill oil field, and this is a designated boundary that is created by the state of California, which is the agency is now called CalGEM. I was going to point to the area right now that we're going to be discussing. Can you see that little almost triangle area? Okay, so that is the New Love lease, Orchid Hill diatomite facility. And on that facility is the steam generator we're discussing. The well pads around the area, these are all various wells. For the most part, they are non-thermal, meaning they do not receive thermal energy for production, but are Monterey formation and they flow with just a pump. They're natural. Orchid Hill consists of about 3,000 acres. And 13 leases within that area. And as I said before, we are going to be discussing the New Love lease today. Let's see, how do I go forward here? So I thought I'd show a picture of what a steam generator looks like for those who have not experienced one. This is the steam generator in question, SG100. It was installed in about and started operating in 2010. We're going to be discussing source testing and control panels. If you look, it's not the greatest picture, but right back at the end there, you see a little stack, actually a large stack. That is where they would test for emissions. The little thing that comes off the edge is a port, and that's where they would put a probe to measure the flow and the exhaust rate. Right here is the control panel, and this is what has failed on SG100. Please interrupt me if you have questions. I'm going to assume that I'm clear enough. The next picture is what a control panel looks like. The one on the left is what you would see if you were going to walk up to the steam generator today, or when it operates. And on that, you will see a screen. And that's what the operators look at to ensure that the steam generator is operating within all parameters, whether it's fuel, water flow, steam production, temperature, pressure. All of that is logged and recorded there before being sent to a master computer system that logs it again. So there's a dual logging system. The next picture on the right is what the control panel looks like if you were to open that door. You will see a number of modules. Basically, it's a computer, right? It runs the steam generator. There's within that, I don't know how many modules there are, but they comprise of what's called a program logic controller. And that is what has gone down on SG100. It was originally the Honeywell actuator, is what it was called. At this point, I'd also like to introduce a name that I'm going to be using throughout the findings, and that is Advanced Combustion. They are a company out of Bakersfield, which has managed all of Pacific Coast Energy Company's steam generators since the beginning. They do all the maintenance and all the monthly portable analyzer testing. These steam generators have to be tested monthly to ensure that they're within their emission parameters that are permitted. All right, so the background on this is this variance request is to postpone the anniversary date of an emission source test that was due on February 16th. We currently have it scheduled for May 7th. I want to say that SG100 has been source tested annually since 2010. It has never been found to be out of compliance. Also been tested with a portable analyzer monthly and has always been in compliance with the permitted emission limits. And that SG100 has not operated since March of 2023 and remains idle. Currently, Advanced Combustion is actually at Orchid Hill conducting the repairs. I've paraphrased the requirements for granting a variance, and I'll start going through the findings unless anyone had like to ask any questions regarding operation at Orchid Hill or the steam generator.
Questions so far?
Okay.
Hearing none, go ahead.
I don't think I really need to go through these individually since you all know them, but I will start off with finding condition one, and that is what we'll be in violation of. And of course, we'll be in violation of Rule 206, which requires compliance with our permit, that we operate under 8240. I thought it was R9, but today I heard 11, so I must have made a mistake. Excuse me for that. These permits are reevaluated every 3 years per district policy and evaluated for current regulations and rules and brought into status with all state laws and district rules. But specifically, we're going to be out of compliance with condition C6A, which requires the SG100 conduct source testing using February as an anniversary date. So every year, this steam generator has to be tested within 30 days of the 16th of February, which is the anniversary date. Our noncompliance began on the February 16th, although we do have an interim variance. So actually, we're in compliance with the interim variance, and we're hoping that this regular variance will carry us through to the next phase. Finding number two is how this is going to be beyond our reasonable control. So after February 2023 source test, SG-100 began to experience operational problems. Boy, the font is so large, I can even read without glasses. So anyway, PCEC operators could not keep SG-100 running. There were multiple repair attempts made in March by Advanced Combustion. And after a lot of time and hoping it could run, cause was determined to be the Honeywell expanded enunciator, which is the PLC, had failed. At that point, SG-100 was shut down. The panel was disconnected, parts were pulled out, and they had in order to determine the cause and the course for repair. The PLC and necessary ancillary items were ordered in 2023, but they remained on back order. PCEC did receive some parts, but as I think is clear, you can't repair a broken PLC with just some parts. We're upgrading, we're making sure that we have the most modern equipment in that panel. As I say, that in late 2023 to March 24, PCEC was receiving parts. They had the IO modules, the PLC processing, and the necessary valving to support. As soon as we received the last parts, Advanced Combustion went on site to start to install the new controller. I believe that started on the 21st of March. We feel like this is beyond our reasonable control because, excuse me, when the panel is disconnected, parts are ordered and not being received, we cannot run a steam generator. This is beyond our reasonable control. Even though orders were made, they were paid for, and things became back-ordered, and then back-ordered again. Therefore, we couldn't restart the steam generator with what we had. I'll move on to finding number three. What impacts would we be subject to if we were immediately going to comply with district rules and regulations? I want to say that due to the fact this is a permit condition and a Title V permit, Pacific Coast Energy Company would be in exactly the same position. We would be here asking for a variance to miss source testing dates. If we were to immediately comply, we would have to de-permit SG-100 and render it inoperable. We would have to pull fuel lines, we'd probably have to pull combustion devices, and de-permit that device. Not only would that be difficult, but it would also take a lot of time for district staff. A new permit would be required, so I would have to apply for a new permit, and that would have to go through new source review. That would probably take up to 6 months to receive that permit. The costs of getting a new permit would include application preparation, about $2,000, current application fee, $491. We would have to provide new emission reduction credits for all emissions, and current about $100,000 or $125,000 going rate for credits would be about $500,000. Permit fees would be $8,600. I also might want to add, and I should have added this, is that the costs right now just to do the repairs for the steam generator are at about $100,000. And I don't know, because I didn't get a bid from Advanced Combustion, what it would be to install or reinstall an entire steam generator, but I would guess it would be $200,000 to $300,000, if not more. Because we're not going to buy a new one. We're re-putting the existing steam generator back together. Finding number five. We considered curtailing operations. Clearly we've been failed for a year. And I should say that PCEC does have two additional identical steam generators at Orchid Hill that we've been utilizing, SG300 and SG400. They are newer, and we are updating the SG100 PLC to be the same as 300 and 400. So the operators will be working with the same equipment. It will make operations much smoother and easier. Finding number six, to reduce emissions to the maximum extent possible. As I said, SG100 is curtailed, and there's no evidence that we would have any excess emissions since this run in compliance continuously over the years. So even when we go to start the unit up, I expect SG100 to be in compliance, but advanced combustion will be on site, and they will have a portable analyzer plugged into the stack and be measuring emissions. So I don't think there will be any doubt that if we do have a flicker while we're coming up to heat, will be corrected by advance. And in closing, I have some additional facts here. Are you getting number the additional facts on my machine? Okay. Let's say that the variance will not constitute a nuisance. And this is an important part of the state health and safety. There's going to be no excess emissions, no noise problems, no lights, nothing that could cause a public. I want to say that the repair has been expedited. As soon as all parts arrived, as I said, advanced combustion was on site beginning the repair. And that PCEC has worked closely with the APCD during this process. In December 2023, when it became apparent that the PLC was not going to arrive in time, we contacted the APCD, requested guidance whether we should apply for a variance or a permit mod that would allow us to miss a source test date. District gave us guidance that a variance was more appropriate, so we immediately filed an interim variance and followed and a regular variance concurrently, and met the timelines that the district asked us filing. We have our already submitted a source test plan, which is required prior to every source test that has been approved by the district. Source test date has already been scheduled. It was the soonest we could get with the source test company that we use to do the third party testing, and that is set for May 7th. In 2025, PCEC intends to go back to the original date of February as the anniversary date and source test again in February of 2025. With that in closing, I open for any questions that the board may have.
Yeah, I have one question. So your source testing is in May, and you talk about SG100 being essentially a backup steam generator for 300 and 400, does that mean that it won't be able to operate in that capacity until May?
No, the way the permit reads is if I do the portable analyzing testing, I can operate it before the source test date of May 7th, and that will show them in compliance. All steam generators are subject to additional regulations that require pressure testing and testing of various meters and valving to make sure that they are adequately operating to not cause any kind of explosion or problems. So our SG300 and 400 are coming in for that. And I would imagine that if necessary, SG100 will operate prior to that.
So, but after advanced combustion finishes their work, but in between the source testing, there's emission monitoring that's going on and some other kind of, acceptance criteria for their work.
Yes, there is. And that is submitted with the semi-annual report It also requires that if they are not in compliance, that we notify the district and then we have a certain number of days to bring the unit back into compliance or we have to shut it down.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Other questions? Okay, I'm going to open public comment on this.
Chair Dressler, members of the hearing board, we did not receive any public comment on this item.
Close public comment. I'll ask the district if they support granting this variance.
Good morning again. This is Amy Long with the district, and we do support the variance request as outlined.
Thank you. Okay, so we have a request before us. It's for a variance, it's for a regular variance, and because it's a request for a regular variance, all the findings have to be made. And I just want to make sure that we're that we go through the findings briefly so that we can all agree that there's been enough evidence presented today that we can make those findings. Obviously, the finding that they're in violation the evidence has been delivered that they missed the date for the source testing. That's a requirement of their permit. It's beyond their reasonable control. They took measures to try to repair the unit. The third party vendor was unable to produce the repairs in time. The closing or taking would be without a corresponding benefit to reducing air pollution. There's no air pollution from this source right now. So there would be closing or taking of the permit for this unit would not change any air pollution profile in the field. They've considered curtailing operations, and indeed more than consider it, they have curtailed operations. And during the period of variance is excess, in effect, excess emissions would be reduced. Well, there are currently no emissions. Once the repairs have been made, they have stated that they will be testing to determine if there are any excess emissions. During the period of the variance is in effect, excess emissions can be quantified or monitored. Once again, they have testified that they will be doing, before the source test, they will be doing portable analyzer testing to quantify any emissions to make sure there are no excess emissions. It is highly unlikely that a piece of equipment that is shut down will create any kind of nuisance. In fact, impossible. In my opinion, I think we've made the findings. I'll open up this discussion for if any board members want to make clarification on those findings.
No, I agree with the finding.
All right. Since we have gone over the findings, we've opened and closed public comment. If there's no further discussion, do I have a motion?
I move to approve.
I will second.
I have a motion and a second for variance approval. Is there any further discussion? Do I need to call the roll here, Lori?
No, we do not.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously.
Chair Dressler, members of the hearing board, we just need a second to get, coming in.
We'll wait for Mr. Cox to come up to the dais. Thank you. Welcome back. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the administrative agenda. Does any board member wish to pull any of these items for discussion?
No.
All right, then I'll entertain a motion to adopt the administrative agenda.
I'll make a motion.
Hold 1 second. Always forget this about the administrative agenda. I will open public comment on the administrative agenda.
We did not receive any public comment on the admin agenda.
I will close public comment on the administrative agenda. I don't know why I always blow that. So now I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to adopt the administrative agenda.
I have a motion and a second to adopt the administrative agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. All right. That appears to be the end of our agenda. Is there any other items that need to come before this board this morning?
Address our members of the hearing board. There are no other items.
All right. Then I will adjourn this meeting.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.